Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it should black. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And of course, I want to welcome everybody back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 7, verse 47. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for Music Activism News. And for those listening online to Lake City Radio on Blog Talk, you can feel free to call in 646-478-0944. And for those who go to emaxxradio@gmail.com, feel free to send us music or anything else. If it's anything else, can't promise it'll be played on this program. But I'm going to give you three quick disclaimers to start the program off. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, smartphone, desktop, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me at 646-478-0944. We'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Hey, if you change your mind, call back and press one. That's the easiest way to do things around here. I'm going to start things off before going to the 216400. I'm going to give you a top 10 on a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So this is what we'll do. Number 10, Matlock, brand new project coming out. From the local legend and producer who's produced for everybody from Lil Wayne, yep, Dre Jr., the MGK. Number 9, Suave Gotti. Number 8, Eric Magnus. Hey, just released this brand new CD. Looking forward to some submissions from that. Number 7, Black House Sounds. Number 6, Black Odyssey. Number 5, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 198. We'll get into that in just a little while. Number 4, the Memorial for Queen Dot. More on that in just a little while. Number 3, Parma Hip Hop. Last Saturday evening with the debut of Complex and a few others. Of course, that debuted on this program. Number 2, Moving Up, the Turkey Jam. More on that in just a little while. Number 1, debuting at the number 1 spot, Winterfest in Public Square. Hey, it had the music. It had the thousands. It had an excellent light show. Anyway, before I do anything else, let me tell you a couple of things that's coming up so that we can get off on the right foot. Hey, you can check out Melanated Media News on Facebook or YouTube. You can also go to Joseph Motley Jr. period on Facebook and the YouTube channel of Joseph Motley Jr. Your Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. How about Joseph P. Motley? The man has so much, he had to get another YouTube page. You can also take a look and say that what's also going on and happening is that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is at voiceofradio.com Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Cleveland Standard Time on it. And as we do things at Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, it's Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Bosco, 44110 between 72nd Second Secondary Intersection and Euclid Avenue. The number 1 is and the number 37 bus go by the St. Clair, but the number 28 bus, it goes by Ivanhoe and Euclid. That's a little bit of a longer walk. Make sure you got something to drink and get on out there, you know, if you're taking that particular route. So it's just a little bit longer walk. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. or the website blackonblackcleveland.com. I'm just getting certain things out of the way so I don't have to go back to it. You can have Facebook or Blog Talk and Gambit Radio. OPN Radio is on weupradio.com, Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I'm having a good time getting rid of certain things, information, and all of that. So while I do that, before I go on and do anything else, maybe I should let people know, because it would be nice of me to give more information about certain things that's coming up that I have. And that way, people won't be, like, left out, feel left out. So if I do that, I think I'd be doing all right. So with those things being said, I want to let people know that should you choose, it is none other than the Healing Gospel Concert. Stop the violence, stop the killing, heal the victims, featuring local gospel groups, praise dancers, spoken word artists, and other groups. Refreshments will be served after the service. The Healing Gospel Concert is sponsored by Black on Black Crime, Inc., with Judy Martin, the chairman of that activity, 216-990-0679. Art McCoy, co-chair, at 216-253-4070. The place is Black on Black Crime, Inc., headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Sunday, December 9th, 2018. Program starts at 3 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., donations of $10. So that's one thing that's happening. I also want to let people know before I go to that phone line that should they choose, this is my way of getting rid of certain announcements, because if I don't do that, then I won't get to it later on in the program. I just won't. And we have a lot of things to cover, so if I can get rid of some of the other things, we good, such as the community ministries. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John 8:32, the service is every Sunday, 10 a.m. Come and bring your children. Pastor Ernest Harris, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. They provide counseling to youth, family, and marriage, 216-835-9704. So these are some things that I won't have to touch later on. I'm thankful for that. Yeah, getting the heck out of here on certain things. And I just want to say, before I go to the 216-400, that, you know, the past week was very, very phenomenal. It's been busy. But on the weekend, you had Queen Dot, Doris Dot, Woody Pearson Davis Memorial was held was Cuyahoga Council, Chantel Brown, MC Brains, Kermit Henderson. But Corey Kane did an excellent job, was it? One of the cards that was handed out, it was held at Cummings and Davis off of about 132nd in Euclid, East Cleveland, and in loving memory of Doris Dot, Woody Pearson Davis. On the 23rd Psalm was definitely on the card. It's a beautiful bookmark. And from Dot, she did a poem that was attributed to her, and they reprinted out the poem. It was from Dot. It's called, "Do You Want to Be Free? Take a Look at Me. Do you want to be free? Take a look at me. We're all human. Nobody is perfect, and you can do no wrong. Continue to smile. Continue to be you. Continue to laugh. Continue to use your voice. Continue to lead, to live in purpose. Continue to rise above. Continue to fight. Continue to strive. Continue to connect the dots." And that's what she did. She connected people with other people all the time. She would come out there, let people know what's happening. She loved to introduce people to other people. That was one thing about Dot. I'm going to go to the 216-400 phone number. Who's on the line? 216-400, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And one thing, since you brought up Dot, Dot told me that she wasn't there when I recited the poem Alabama, referring to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and she wanted me to do that for her. So try to do that at the workshop in her honor, because she did ask for me to do that. And another thing I want to say, get well to Mrs. Ruth Brooks, which is another lady and her husband that, when we came to Cleveland, 1970, you were a baby. You didn't know, but Mr. and Mrs. Brooks were the ones that befriended us and remained friends on up to his death and on up now that she's here, still alive but ailing. She's at McGregor. And I did not know that. Don't tell me you can't tell a book by its cover, because who would have thought that East Cleveland has such a beautiful home there for seniors or for people, because I had passed that beautiful building. But no way did I associate it with East Cleveland, although it is private, thank God. But they are, it is marvelous, believe me when I tell you that. And 2019, they're building assisted living, and it will be open around 2019. And for seniors, people that need that. So I just say thank you, and I wish Dot people all the blessings there is, because Dot loved people. So thank you, sir, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that very much. As I'll look to go to that 440 phone number in just a little while. I want to also get certain things out of the way so I don't have to do it later on. So let's just say Alfred Porter Jr. period is on Facebook with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook I Am a Superwoman Radio. How about WHK's 1220 AM, The Word with the Tony Fruit Show, Saturdays 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic, or Facebook Fred Barkley Live Group, or Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Also, I want to go back in time before I go to a couple of the phone numbers that have pulled up. I want to go back and say that upcoming, quick announcements, Shakespeare, Ja Ray, it's called Feedback. Feedback. If you're sending your music with feedback, you can send it to thefeedbacktv2019@gmail.com. That's thefeedbacktv2019@gmail.com. Or you can check out YouTube, Feedback TV, filmed by Young Arson. I also want to let people know, and going back before I come back to the future, that Turkey Jam 2018 was last Friday night. Hundreds made it out there and jammed up in there, where adults When I say that, the furs, the suits, and all of that, they heard Voice of Radio show hosts talk about their shows. I believe it was Cleveland Talk Sports, Global Edutainment, Royalty Roundtable, Headlines and Headaches, Legendary, Lynn Tolliver, Just the Two of Us. Team was on hand, also Legendary Chuck Conway, who have programs, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Hip Hop Radio Show was well represented. And I spoke on hip hop, being James Brown, Last Poets, Gil Scott Heron, Pig Meat Markham, and I think the Power Players who were personal guests, such as Tammy Kennedy, Brick House Wellness, Queen Dolores Gray, Euclid NAACP's Mickey Smith, Angela Y. Davis, Cassandra McDonald, Dr. Montgomery, Down Solid Entertainment, plus the Kinsman Dazz Band, and MC Chill and Beatmaster T did a performance. MC Chill did not use any type of track. He used a beatboxer. Gave us a lot of his hits. I appreciate that. And before I go to the phone lines to see what's going on with this 440 and the 216, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, number 198, is this Saturday, December the 1st, at 1:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 1899 Main Classroom Building. Large room number 136. You can enter from 22nd and Chester, Euclid Avenue. DJ Down Solid Entertainment with special guests Poison Ivy, as well as Angela Y. Davis of Black Lives Matter Cleveland and the Euclid NAACP. Plus, since they celebrated their 10-year anniversary, lovely wife Carmen Classy Lee and Mr. Powers should give them some sort of present, since, you know, they both had a 10-year anniversary. Just don't let them know. It's going to be a nice little surprise. And they are definitely a power couple. Now, also, I would like to say that you will also have a film and a music video, as well as the Doris Pearson Queen Dot tribute. I'm going to go to the phone line of 440-223. 440-223. Are you a bill collector? 440-223. Going once. Going twice. You might have just wanted to, you know, I will say, listen, and that's cool. I'm going to now go to the 216-543. What is on your mind? Share something.
Brother Al.
216. Yes, how
Brother
are you?
Brother Al, how you doing?
I'm doing well. What about you?
I'm doing well. Peace in the hood, and also the fast life in the land, because we are chopping it up.
Yes, sir. Wait a minute. Is this James Jerome Bell?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Man, what's going on with you, brother?
Hey, Al, I'm feeling very, very good coming into 2019, finishing up 2018 as a candidate for the 11th Congressional Congressman as an independent. But I have some earth-shaking news tonight.
I'm ready for it. We ready for it.
I am rejoining the Democratic Party, and I am running for president of the United States in 2020.
Wow, that is big news, Brother Bell. What caused you to do that? Talk to us.
Well, first and foremost, the people are disillusioned, disenfranchised, and hurting and suffering. All people, but especially Black folk. For 400 years, we have struggled, went through slavery, Jim Crow, segregation, lynching, and now is the time to reclaim our heritage on the land that we built as slaves, the economic labor that made this country an economic powerhouse, a superpower. This belongs to us, and we are reclaiming and restaking our land, our world, And today, I acknowledge by the grace of the Almighty that He is continuing to lead me to help my people.
Man, that is deep, is deep, is deep. Can you please at least share with people how they can follow your movement?
Well, first of all, you can go to me on LinkedIn and Facebook at James Jerome Bell. I will soon be putting up a presidential Facebook page. And also, you can email me with your questions, concerns, and comments at jamesjeromebell2016@gmail.com. I'm looking for people who are serious about change and who are serious about improving the lives and conditions of our people, black folks in America, the true children of Israel.
Man, I appreciate you for staying so serious and determined and not slowing down. May you at least enjoy the rest of this program, and thank you for giving us that exclusive.
Thank you, sir. And Al, peace be unto
you. Yes, sir.
And you are doing a good job, a good work. You are doing God's work. And continue in grace, and may the God of all comfort continue to be with you, your family, and the community that you serve.
Ooh-wee. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And may you definitely like some of what you hear for the rest of this program.
Thank you, Al.
And you're welcome. That was breaking news from James Jerome Bell. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know right now, let's get rid of these things right now. Four things in a row. Let's go. Life Obstacles is Saturdays, 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. The Art McCoy Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. Kent and Angelica, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM. All of those at the www.newstalkcleveland.com. And while we get through a few other things, you can feel free to call Mayor Frank Jackson and encourage him to put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees at 216-465-6161. That's 216-465-6161. I also, let me at least get to these things right now because I do need to tell you that, unfortunately, on the 8-foot step ladder, we were right. And that's the best thing in the world. But I'll get into why later on. But we were right. And when I say that, it's because Newsnet 5, Joe Paganakis interviewed Fathers Lives Matter and Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Why? Because our groups were some of the ones who consistently protested at the county jail. And that's it. As U.S. Marshals pulled federal inmates out and put them in Euclid jails, as it was ranked, our jail, Cleveland, downtown, one of the worst, and it withheld basic human rights such as water and food as punishment by guards and beatdowns. Well, yeah, we've been talking about that for a little while, right? Six deaths. All suicide in the places. Can't even get one good suicide off of. Also, here's the thing. Men in black, paramilitary outfits, going through and intimidating inmates. Juveniles housed with adults, overcrowding. Man in the streets said it hurts to be right. And there's a total disconnect and put some extra pressure on the county executive. As Armand Budish ignored 45 reported violations in the past 5 years. That's 45 violations that came back through. I also want to throw out there to people that you can Facebook speak out against arrest for minor offenses. It's Dr. Montgomery of the Euclid NAACP. He bum-rushed the Euclid City Hall meeting to demand, you know, Euclid, Ohio, whether you like it or not, they have one of the harshest laws in the region on even the minimal amount of marijuana, which is causing too many other problems in the world. I also want to let people know that, you know, you might have missed it here and there, but I'm very thankful that we didn't miss it, at least because we were able to deal with a couple of things, such as 16-year-old Katie. Now, you know we've been talking about it. Won't call her last name. But 16-year-old Katie, bullied, beat down by five teens and a parent. Police didn't investigate, which led to Judge Black-Ass Ryan, Michael Ryan, saying you can bring Black on Black Crime Incorporated and anyone else, and he won't listen. Even arguing with Judy Martin in court. Now, so you got Katie on the news twice, not once, but twice. Channel 5 investigating Joe Paganakis, I believe Channel 19. Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Father's Lives Matter showed up at the review meeting of the Office of Professional Standards, the Civilian Police Review Board, which meets at 601 Lakeside Avenue, Room 514, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Now, right inside City Hall, we met because last Wednesday morning, because it was determined that Officer Oliver, the detective, hadn't tried to find out what happened from the victim's family, which led to those charges. Now, the McGarry name, you know, they talked about, hey, McGarry, Katie's mom, came through, and the officer was charged with lack of service. That's number one. Number two, editing out a film. Well, guess what? The recommendation is that it's a sustained continuation for lack of services. This person's in trouble, and I'm just thankful that we did the follow-through we were supposed to do. If we hadn't done the follow-through, some of that would not have happened. So I'm very thankful that it did happen. As I talk to you all, again, just glad that we were able to get certain things out of the way and done, because if we hadn't, it would have been bad for the family. That's a part of why we do what we do sometimes. So I'm happy with the results on that one. I'm thankful. And like I said before, I'm so glad that Dr. Montgomery went out there to Euclid, because he wanted to make sure that, hey, look, per marijuana possession, getting rid of the harsh zero policy tolerance, deprioritizing minor weed offenses. So stay tuned for that, because at least, yeah, that'll make more sense in saving the money, time, effort, energy, and all of that. So this is what I can do. This is what I can do for you. I was wondering, what should I put on? What should I play? What can I play? Sometimes I get a chance to grab something that I might like, and when that happens, it's kind of like, yeah, why not do something like that? So this is what we'll come through and do. It's been one of those type of evenings anyway, so I'm going to play this track because it's a beautiful thing to be on, if it is, iTunes, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, TuneCore, for this track called Finality from Sheriff Kilroy, music by HJS Music. I like this because it's just lyrics. Be right back.
This sounds just like the heartbeat. Finality. Number one contender, number one seed. Am I a bracket buster? Indeed. Top challenger and a title holder. Unified champion, all belts we own. Like the course, let's make it clear. You play four seasons, we play all year. UFC cage match with the referee. Go to Oakland, beat down little B. His rhymes are flimsy, my words linger. Championship ring, one for each finger. You get cheered, I'm earning cheers. I get dapped up each time I appear. Forget March Madness, I'm your round madness. Police union, they can't match this. My team is bunk, blasted in your trunk. 137 shots won't stop my dunk. Mayor Jackson ain't earned respect. He'll get wrecked doing a body check. Bros amped up. Finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. Packed up leers to maxed out shows. Wolf State Center, thousands turn my flow. Arena floors, up and down the court. Banners hang high to show support to a man who came, saw, conquered, sportsman of the year. With leers, I'm here. Title fight, I win the boxing match. Year round heavyweight, I'm all that. Cheerleaders, they won't distract me. Man on a mission, innocent district. I came in rough, just to clean it up. Not my fault, you are man enough. This music, hip-hop, is out of control. I'm a running back, watch me roll. On these whack rappers, in a steel cage. Hell in a cell, let them feel my rage. From the number one draft pick, me. Trade deadline is here, the MC. Fantasy League has high on the board. Since the fans know that I can score by saying something. Not too many can rhyme this nice. Finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. Tennis, the baseball. I missed a grand slam. Under nothing. Hope you understand. What play call away from the end zone. Anything I write is bound to score. Not Tom Brady, what's deflated ball. Played by the rules, that's why I won't fall. No Kevin Gates kicking women in their chest. I treat my fans well, with respect. You lightweight, featherweight, amateur, rookie. That don't apply, I'm a veteran, G. Watch what you say when you open your mouth. You get ejected, meaning put out. The game, you bitch, on the sideline. Say nothing when you write rhymes. I get it right from the beginning. So, no overtime, no extra innings. Stats, statistics, track my career. I'm using facts. Let's make it clear. My life matters, so black lives matter. All lives matter. What's the matter? Blacks have a slogan that makes you think. Folks complain, it's a terrible thing. Police union leader, he should listen. Jeff Fulmer runs from a starter pistol. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality.
The finality.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality.
Uh-huh.
Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year. The finality. Let's make it clear. We're like the finals all year.
Finality. From that CMHA, Cleveland's most hated artist. And I want to let people know that the Community Good for the Hood Food Drive, yep, is December 15th, 2018, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at Irving Joe Coffee Cafe, 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Goal is to raise enough funds to provide 1,000-plus meals for Ohio families in need. Great Cleveland Food Bank reps will be there. Promotional efforts start right now. And the showcase party will have 16 acts total performing, 5-minute sets each. Each act will make a $25 donation. Ticket donations will be $10 each person. And there you go. So with that being said, that's what's happening there. I want to also take the time to say, I'm going to go back in time before coming back up to the future and say, hey, people are wondering, why were we out there last Friday on Buckeye? I'll tell you why we were on 114th in Buckeye. What does a person who's blind do when the place he's deposited his disability checks, his staff he's worked with for quite a while, allow an unauthorized person to use his card and withdraw over $500? What does a person who's blind do when the same company says $500 isn't enough money stolen for them to refund the money or do an investigation, although they allow the unauthorized transaction to take place in the first place? What does a person who's blind do when police refuse to take any action because not enough money was taken? Well, Dontez Taylor, Black Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated member, he came through, needed help, so we went to Ace Check Cashing on 11411 where it happened. And he was joined by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army members. We showed Peter Corrigan, who's not even running, showed late alongside Down Solid Entertainment. They both getting there late. And guess what? Out of our protest, the police monitor commission wanted to know why police didn't follow up. Wait a minute. They're checking on that, which is an excellent thing. Second thing that happened, the corporate number we've been calling to make sure that they understand and overstand at 1-877-223-2274. That's 1-877-223-2274. Ace Check Cashing, because I know they're embarrassed because there was a blind gentleman who was taken advantage of at their own check cashing thing at Ace Check Cashing. But if we hadn't been out there to help, you wonder what might have happened. And as I look at that 216, 682, before I go there, I just want to thank everybody once again for taking the time to at least tune in. Let's see what's going on with that 216, 682, 216, with the six. How are you doing out there?
Father's Lives Matter. How's it going?
I'm doing well. What's going on with you? Because we touched on it a little bit, just a little bit earlier, but the excitement, and also sometimes it's bad when you write on certain things, especially the excitement of walking into, we'll say, a police review with the Civilian Police Review Board and the Office of Professional Standards, and to be successful on behalf of the young teen Katie. And then that evening for the news to come out that, you know, Armand Bunish, county executive, lied about how well things were going in the downtown jail, that all the information that he said you could get on almost anything was untrue. What's going on with you? How you feeling, Joe?
I'm feeling really good, but, you know, this is why it's so important for everybody to bond together. Black on Black Crime and Father's Lives Matter partnered up and did a few investigations with a lot of high-profile cases. One was a 15-year-old female who was jumped by five other females, and then they decided to charge the victim instead of charging the other girls. And we were looking at doctored up reports, doctored up videos. So not only did Black on Black Crime and Father's Lives Matter uncover it, but we actually got some justice for this 15-year-old girl. And these officers are actually going to be getting interviewed by the Internal Affairs Division. And it worked out really good. And you're right, later that night, Black on Black Crime again partnered up with Father's on Father's Lives Matter, and they uncovered some things down at the Cuyahoga County Jail where we found out that inmates weren't given adequate food, water, medical care. Some were even locked in cells for 27 hours. You know, it's we have six deaths with no reports, reports that are being redacted and being refused to give to the public or any of the news media. And then come to find out, Armand Bunish, he was behind the whole thing. Redacting a lot of the reports and everything, but a lot of our community groups we're knocking down mountains, and that's what we all need to do is bond together and pull the rug out from all this corruption.
I appreciate you for that. How can people join your movement?
Father's Lives Matters on Facebook. Look us up. Send us a friend request. We help men, women, and children. We help with any type of corruption. In this case, with the 15-year-old, she was actually being bullied. And Black on Black Crime, Father's Lives Matter, helped get that to stop and got her some justice. But we also handle child neglect, abuse cases. We handle domestic violence cases. Matter of fact, I've helped out a few ladies who with domestic violence protection orders. So, but yeah, feel free to send us a request on Father's Lives Matter, and we can go from there.
Hey, I want to say thank you in advance. We look forward to seeing you this Saturday at the Hip Hop Workshop and hearing from you. And also, I want to say I thank you because that was a busy Wednesday because we ended up that evening not only dealing with that corruption, but we ended up supporting the domestic violence, just Stop the Silence on Domestic Violence. And I want to say I just thank you for definitely joining us out there with the Silence Domestic Violence, Bury the Pain, that happened last Wednesday at the Riverside Cemetery Chapel. And I just want to thank you, brother, for being busy.
Oh, thanks. I really appreciate you having me out there. That's what everybody needs to understand. It's kind of like that movie, you know, one band, one sound. You all bond together, and you're going to move mountains. You know what I mean? It's and that's what's been going on. You know, black on black crime, Father's Lives Matter. We haven't actually been moving the mountains. We've been running right in the middle of them, right through them. So, and that's what we all need to do, is bond together and battle.
Hey, we look forward to doing that. I thank you once again. May you enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too, sir. Take care.
No problem. As he goes back on hold and listen to the rest of the program, before I go to our next phone caller, since I had mentioned, where did I mention we'll probably see him? Is it that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 198, this coming Saturday, December 1st, 1:45 p.m. to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 1899 Main Classroom Building, Large Room number 136. You can enter from East 22nd in Chester or Euclid Avenue. DJ is Down Solid Entertainment. Special guest, Poison Ivy, Angela Y. Davis of Black Lives Matter Cleveland and the Euclid NAACP. And since they celebrated the 10-year anniversary, don't tell them. Hold on. I got an announcement. Hold on. Infamous shout out, Sandria Davis. Did you call me while I'm live on my radio show? Sandria Davis, infamous shout out to you. Now, where was I? Oh, yeah, now I know. Anyway, I was getting ready to say that they celebrated a 10-year anniversary last Tuesday. Now, I don't want anybody to let them know, but this coming Saturday at the Hip Hop Workshop, you know, he always talks about his lovely wife, so why not have Carmen Classy Lee or Mr. Powers or both of them or even one of them talk about what does it take for 10 years in a relationship? But please, if you got a big mouth, don't go out and let them know. We'll try to make an announcement about that tomorrow. Anyway, I just wanted to let people know there'll also be a film and a music video being shot there. So let's go to our next phone caller, 216-820. Hope it's not somebody with a loud mouth. 216-820, you're on live. How you doing?
All right. This is Mr. Powers from Black House South. The CEO,
damn,
of course, better known as the host with the most. And I'm calling to remind everyone that, yeah, Mr. Powers will be making his appearance at the Hip Hop Workshop this Saturday. And I also want to be more serious and go ahead and get down to the nitty-gritty of the business. So,
yes, sir.
With that being said, here it is. On Friday night, December 7th, 2018, at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112 on the second floor of the Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190, from 7 to 9 p.m. Black House Sound will have open mic night. There will be free food, fun, and live entertainment. So come on out, bring your friends, bring your family. Do not be scared to bring them on out to a family-orientated event like the Black House Sounds Open Mic Night, because guess what? It's an event for everyone. So if you're looking for a babysitter, you don't need one. It's an event for you. It's an event for them. So come on out, bring them out, and have some fun with Black House Sound as well as the Open Mic Night. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the founder, your legacy. Also, log on to Joseph P. Motley on YouTube and you will see the latest music and more. And I will tell you this, there's a lot more to come from Black House Sound in the near future.
Yes.
So I want all the listeners out there to stand by and keep their ears open and recognize that, hey, Black House Sound is still moving and Black House Sound is coming at you with something real special very soon. So be on the lookout for that. And Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. One love. I'm out. Peace.
Peace. And a big shout out to that brother, because I have a lot of respect for him. See, you don't understand. A lot of artists in here, they too scared to even say if they got somebody in their life who's special. This dude put it on his music. You know, A1 since day one. You know that song, Pressure, when he talked about it. Hey, he's got a lovely wife and all of that. When you get two people who can stay through thick and thin, 10 years, I gotta ask him to speak on that, even if he's doing a hot performance this Saturday, because I'm just, big congratulations goes out to Mr. Powers and Carmen Classy Lee. Nothing but respect up in here. And before I do anything else, I'm going to let people know that the Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County contest instructions is the challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County spoken word competition. So in less than 2 minutes, deliver and record a speech, rap, or poem in a way that sounds and looks more interesting than your competitors. Videos must be less than 120 seconds. The winner of the competition will receive $500. You can go to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Press contact. Scroll down and enter the email address. Follow it. Once you record your speech, rap, or poem, just send it and email it to urbanpunditz, urbanpundits2, that's number two, at gmail.com. And there you go. Now, the winner will be at least read off on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show, voiceofradio.com. You can download the MixCloud app or the MixLR app to access it, or go straight to voiceradio.com on your smartphone or computer. And there you go. Now, the first 100 people, I think they're close to that one, by just a couple. So then they'll enter them who subscribes to communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com, and you'll be entered into the drawing to win $100. So there you go. Getting rid of one thing out of the way. I also want to take the time to at least just go and visit one of the other things that happened. And recently, I'll talk about it real briefly before playing the track that I wanted to play, because, you know, we spoke about it just earlier. You know, this is going to be real easy. It's real easy to do, because you have to look at the fact that I only need maybe it won't be that long. So that's why I'll pull out my stepladder on this one, because what people didn't realize is that why we were out there last Wednesday evening. You know, we canceled the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, but we ended up having to come up on that Wednesday evening at the Riverside Cemetery because of a letter that came from, quote-unquote, Marshall Fudge. It was to Dear Mr. McGinty. This letter of support on behalf of Lance T. Mason comes as a result of more than 20 years of friendship. I commend Lance for immediately recognizing he needed help and entered counseling. The Lance T. Mason I know is a kind, intelligent man and a loyal friend. Sometimes you can have a friend and that friend is doing something so wrong, you have to stop and say, what the f*** am I? But anyway, I remember putting up a post on this story about Lance Mason after he had, you know, his wife and ex-wife, I should say, murdered his ex-wife. And somebody commented, he's still my friend. And I had to look at that because, let me tell you something, friend, power, position. Now, Mason, you know, he punched his quote-unquote former wife a couple of years earlier. And I'm just thinking about that because when he did, Aja Frazier, That happened in around 2014. He's forced off the bench in 2015. He was let out way too early. Way too early, because they didn't value the fact that he didn't punch the ex-wife once. It was 20 freaking times. He did not smash her head in the dashboard once. It was 5 times. She had to have reconstructive surgery. I believe in second chances, but the 2017 hiring as the city's director of minority business administrator was out of place, because less than 3 years earlier, Lance Mason damn near killed a woman. Kidnapped a woman, but I guess Mayor Frank Jackson had to look out for the former state rep, the judge, a friend. You know, that's why I mentioned that Facebook event of silence, domestic violence, bury the pain, which happened last Wednesday, because that's where Man in the Street spoke about what you just heard me run off. You also had the Euclid NAACP, Fathers Lives Matter, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Headlines of Headaches, Beverly Goldstein even spoke. Here's the thing, she's not even running, and she showed, running for office. You know, the thing that I say, and I thank the Hayes for bringing flowers out to that one, but again, you have to look at friends. So if you got a friend, nobody's perfect, but if they're not doing what they should to help themselves out, you can say, yeah, that was my friend. I just think they're doing an asinine thing. Because my thing is, women, men, like I also spoke and said, if you're in a domestic violence relationship, bail the hell out right now. Just run as best as possible. 9 times out of 10, things aren't going to change. I believe in second chances, people will and can change their behavior, but a lot of times it doesn't happen that way because the person gets comfortable. If you're in a situation, feel free to reach out to an activist group and say, I need help. I'm going through this. Go to the law. Go to media. Save yourself. Now, I'll admit, I was one of those who still dealt with the fact that trauma of losing my child, anger off of losing the child's mother, and that bothered me for years. I was one of those angry individuals who would tear stuff up. I was one who cursed, all kinds of stuff. My thing is, I wasn't going to change until I got tired of being sick and tired and chose to change. So I believe everybody's responsible for their own actions. You know, talking about I'm going to change, man, that's about as bad as a prayer without action as an inaction in itself. It just is. So you got to be honest. You got to be real with what you're dealing with. You just have to be. I'm going to play this because it's upcoming. I know Mr. Powers' vocals are on this. That was from that second professional studio release called The Sheriff. I love this. It's talking about what's upcoming. You know what it is.
Like I found me, man. It's the web for the hip-hop workshop. You know what I'm saying? Network style. I'm trying to pay homage to that. You know what I'm talking about?
It be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back. Okay. We work, how it be the hip-hop workshop. It be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put them lyrics on the back.
And
we
work.
I'm on a different channel, and two we work. Got Motley spitting verses, and two we work. Motley music surfing, look like no commercial. Show where they claim my group was so controversial. Show before my Taylor flow, dedicated to get the dough. Back 2005, on the court was letting them know. Black on black crime, East Cleveland fest be going down. The rock is in its prime. Hip hop workshop help you use your mind on the daily grind. Too many snakes to promote us. That's why God has said take heed to stop and taking over. Cleveland talent is cold. And Ted opening up his doors. So Cleveland hip hop awards. You think I learned about third more? You don't support Cleveland artists in which you so concerned for. None of you want to try to show people become a third more. Workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work, how we put the lyrics on the bag. Do we work, how it be the hip-hop workshop, it be the hip-hop workshop, yeah. We on that work,
out. We put them lyrics on the page. We work out.
BC Neighborhood, Ping Pong, and Chef House. That's where the hip-hop workshop started out. Design of a decade, 2004. We're legendary, historic, and much more. First hip-hop show at the EC Theater. The first hip-hop show at the Call and Post building. Our photos made the plane dealer many times. Many Suave Gotti coming through just to drop a rhyme. Be real, poppin' Willie in his wheelchair. After we, Brother Ted, they were there. Alex Moore and Maluka filmed the show. Remember Londie, Brandon, and Josh. Red Dog, the brother dressed in all red. AUG and Beat Effect, the thoroughbred. It's time to go back into rhyme. Back to the future, back into time. True Cap, Spade 216 was called Soldier. Nappy Head Fred was Fred G, but old dub and old now he's Bald Head Fred. Remember Renaissance? Before Oprah, you became the Dollhouse. The governor of EC, who used to rock. Changed his name to Sean Niggy Knock. And paved the way for On Deck DNA. Almost forgot Big E and Solomon Kane. The Terror Slow from Chemical Ali. Big Buddha Star would sing R&B. Queen of Sue and Dove kept it Afrocentric. Bill Swain kept the revolution mentioned. Shout out to the creator, Mama Porter, Dollar Rock, Lady D, Art McCoy. You can be mean, but keep it clean.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the page. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the page. We work out.
When I first started out, I took a trip down Euclid and Ebro. That's when Dollar Rock was on the turntable, straight rocking the show. 5 years later, when Sherrod opened the door, I knew I felt blessed. That's when I got promotional inspiration from GMS. That beautiful voice from Miss Tammy always relieved my stress. Cause she let me know when it comes to life, it's a valuable test. When you got one to live, you try your best to achieve something for it. That's why I love colors of the rainbow from the solo poet. That motivate me to do my thing and just keep on flowing, whatever time from 10 on 8, man, just kept my mind going. From black on black to the OPN, man, that's love I'm showing. Because they said it's on the movement, it's just currency growing. Shouts out to Art McCoy for keeping alive 137 shots. That's why I stay sick of freaking high side. From crooks get cops, hip hop workshop is the bread that I have you on a journey to fame. If you ain't about that, then listen to Ronnie B's Windows of Pain.
It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put the lyrics over that. We work out. It be the hip hop workshop. It be the hip hop workshop, yeah. We on that work out. We put them lyrics on the pad until we work out.
And real quick, before I take a little break and then come back to end off everything, this coming Thursday, November 29th, yep, the anniversary of 137 shots murder atrocity, Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, I remember being out there with that basically from the very beginning, working alongside OPN before Ernest L. Smith was the councilperson in East Cleveland. Black on Black Crime Incorporated and so many others working together to do our best to follow through, make sure there was a settlement that came up for the families, and still making sure that any and all those involved with that atrocity never forget which judges and others were involved. Even still has us talking about arbitration, dealing with that after all of these years. Let me at least play this and I'll be right back. Give me a minute and 47 seconds. I'll be right back.
Al Gordon. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kills stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kills stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No room from concerts, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the street who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the street. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the street who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the street. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the street who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the street. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
And as we shut things down here, it'll only take maybe 3 minutes or less to meander through the woods. I want to thank everybody who at least tuned in, those who called in, were a part of this. For those who re-listened and you did share it again, I thank you so much. Looking forward to at least joining you all on several different activities. My thing is this. Next week, we will talk about the upcoming meeting on Wednesday, because I think my statement will deal with hey, it's hard being right, because being right will get you killed. Also, we will deal with our good friend Ken Johnson from Ward 4. What the hell should we do with that dude? We'll also talk about one of the reasons why we had supported Kathy Rae Coleman. Certain things that she talked about dealing with that county jail, she was right. She is definitely right. Some of the rallies that were held, all those type of things, you'll probably see me at a workshop. Not only that, you will probably end up seeing me somewhere along November 29th, because my thing is this. Do you want to know why the Jewish Holocaust, what happened to them, is remembered and dealt with so strongly? It's because they believe in the term never forget. Never forget about that fool, that idiot, that ass by the name of Adolf Hitler. The atrocities that were done, they don't forget. One of the reasons why I choose not to forget 137 shots, because I feel like if I forget about it, what else will I forget in the future? Who's going to handle certain things in the next thing? Will people forget about atrocities and things that happened to myself? It's easy for folks to come along and say, man, and I believe it, I agree, slavery should not hold anybody back. But we still suffer from the effects of slavery. Many of our people do. That self-hate, self-loathing, looking in the mirror, the divide and conquer, slaves fighting each other, we fight each other to this very day. At the same time, though, I believe you can move past anything. But because slavery was such an atrocity, you will never hear me say, man, it don't matter, we need to go past that and move on. Because I'll tell you what, you walk over to one of the Jewish people at the Wailing Wall. You walk up to somebody and say, man, you need to get over the Holocaust that happened in World War II, because that happened decades ago. You will have a fight mad Jewish person. Even if it's a happy occasion, walk into a bar mitzvah and say something like that, even a young one getting circumcised would jump up fighting mad, because they realize what an atrocity is, and they keep things alive, and then they build on it to make sure it doesn't happen again. Sometimes we don't build on certain things, but the damn thing is, I know I can't forget certain things. There are times that, yeah, I'd love to have office hours. But I can tell you one thing. Unfortunately, I'm not a layman. Never get yourself in a presidential or role of leadership, because even when you go to slow it down, the fools around you don't know when to slow it down. That's why in the midst of a Thanksgiving dinner, I had to excuse myself and try to make sure my people got in place because fools decided to go shoot out at Champions Barbershop in the afternoon of a Thanksgiving day instead of getting their freaking hair cut so they could go out and look nice. Certain things happen. Teenagers run away, and everybody's emergency is their emergency. It's their priority. Doesn't happen if it happens at 1 at night, 2 at night, 3 at night. It's an emergency because it's affecting them. But then again, if you ignore that, then that causes that person's heart to harden. And who would say what they might do if given a handshake, what have you, somebody going to court with them or somebody letting them know it's going to be all right. And then you connect people with other people. That's what I try to do is connect people with other groups, places and things that can help them get further ahead. And then recharge and calm down because still doesn't stop me from being an artist. I'm still an artist. But wait a second. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, leadership, radio programs. You get all these folks that do come at you. Some people want their music to be heard at 1 in the morning to 2 in the morning because they work the third shift. And when that happens, they think, hey, my music's a priority. Can you get me on a show? So you run into different things at different times. It's just the way life is. The way of it is, if you don't want it, don't take that responsibility, or that's it. Because I don't want to hear anybody complain about things. Hell, I don't want anybody else's job. Sheesh. Things might look easier, but you don't know what it is. It's kind of silly to do that. You could. That's what the Bible tells you. Thou shalt not covet the neighbor's possessions, the oxen, their family, because you don't know. You walk up, and I use this as an example. Well, I walk up and say, man, they work at Popeyes. I wish I was doing that. Do you know what a Popeyes supervisor manager has to go with? They have to deal with the people all damn day. Could you do it? Could you handle it? Or would you break down and cry or walk out? So respect people's positions. Be thankful for them. Honor your own position. Quit complaining so damn much. Do what you got to do. Just realize sometimes you do have to do your best to stop, smell the roses, and recharge. That's it. Pray for each other. Boom. I'm out. Love y'all. Peace.